The Lord's peace be with you, dear heart dwellers. This morning when I was on my way to pray, the Lord rushed upon me with this message. So I'll go ahead and go right into it. Again, beloved, you cannot hide from me the doubts that assail you. You cannot keep secret the fears that haunt you about your future. Nothing in your being, all your insecurities, doubts, and fears are in plain sight to me as I gaze upon your wonderful soul. Why do I call your soul wonderful? Because even as it is written that your body is fearfully and wonderfully made, it is nothing compared to the intricacy and delicacy of your eternal soul. Your body, personality, thoughts are merely passing shadows of the wonders hidden within you. There is truly no way I can spell them all out to you. But take, for instance, the proverbial onion. The outside has a dry, wrinkly skin, but beneath that is a layer that is full of moisture and flavor. Imagine, if you can, that your soul is like this very large and aromatic onion. The dried out skin is what most perceive is you. Until they pierce the surface, then the layer of onion gives off its strong aroma. Within that one layer of the onion are millions of cells, each one of them architectural wonders, and that is only in one layer. But you, my soul, have many layers with millions of cells that make up your being. There are endless worlds of wonder hidden in each one of those cells of only the outer layer. But imagine, if you can, progressing through each of those layers, each a microcosm of wonder filled with ideas, talents, understanding, motivation, discovery, on and on and on. You are so intimately connected to your Creator because you are made in my image. Therefore, wondrous things are hidden within you. I alone know the most fitting destiny for you who I have created. I alone know the content and timing of release for each of these microcosms and their unique gifts. You live in a world of paper-thin onion skins, but when you hand over your life to me to do with as I see fit, I prepare you according to the hidden gifts that will in time and cultivation be released to bring truth and beauty to the world. When you compare yourself to other onions who very often have not gone beyond the second layer of skin, you limit your perspective to what they are capable of, even in their limited awareness of what I have equipped them with. However, when you hand your life over to me, dreams begin to manifest, and as you become aware of them, we together make them a reality until we have totally exhausted that layer of the onion. As we complete one layer, you are filled with uncertainty and fear about what the future will bring. You did not do this to yourself on your own. The enemy of your soul plied you with lies day after day after day. Sometimes, without you even being aware that this was going on. Very few of your negative thoughts come from you alone. No, the demons stand by and feed you crippling lie after lie. After a while, you're fearful of the next step in your life and are prone to cling to the exhausted layer you just lived through. But when you take my hand, trusting in me completely, I walk you into a new world of wonder, waiting for you. As you are emerging from the former layer, you begin to perceive the wonder of this new world with all its possibilities. I reveal to you the gifts that I am bringing you into the fullness of, and at the same time, the enemy tries to inspire you with fear and insecurity, so you run back to the old world for comfort. This, in fact, is what happens when you start eyeing the beauty around you, Claire, for the purpose of photographing it. That was the old world. You mastered that. It is familiar, even easy. But what I have for you in the here and now is much more substantial and glorious than your past. That is why I ask you to leave those things behind. I do not wish for you to get entangled in them when I'm bringing you into a new anointing for my kingdom on earth. And it's interesting that he said that, because the fall leaves here are absolutely spectacular. And I just couldn't walk from one place to another without taking all kinds of pictures. I mean, it has been absolutely breathtakingly beautiful every time I turn around. So there's a reason why he's addressing this to me right now. Now, music, on the other hand, that is a challenge. He continued, "So I ask you to let go of the old and make room for the new, beloved. Yes, enjoy the splendor of what surrounds you, but do not get roped into going back to that attachment, which will only inhibit the work of the present time. Enjoy, detach, move on. I have much greater things in store for you. Keep praying for your president and the world, especially this nation. Keep praying and spread the word. I am doing a new thing in your life and the lives of those heart dwellers who are willing to lay down the old to have the new, which will be far more relevant and important in their lives. Even what awaits you on this earth, in this world, will be a glorious surprise to you. No more unbelief. Believe, and I will bring it about. Believe and obey. That's the ticket for you and for all. Believe in those dreams and obey. Do what is necessary to walk into them and own them. I am leading you gently. My still small voice speaks to you constantly. Embrace it. Do not assign it as being your own thoughts or fleshly motives. Rather, recognize it is me, beloved ones. As always, ask for my assistance, and you shall have it. Because I look upon you through the eyes of mercy, I see the forces aligned against you. I see how you have fought valiantly against them, and I see when you feel overcome and shamed by them. It is then when you need me the most. It is then when I want you to run to me, close the door behind you, and confess these feelings without shame. For I do not shame you. I do not inoculate you with guilt. This is the work of demons. They inject that guilt. Sometimes it is even so vague that you cannot find the words to fight it. Sometimes it is so pervasive and has been infused in you since childhood that you have no way to fight it. You have no way, but I do. I am standing by with the remedies to restore you to the fullness of a soul that is under no condemnation, because I took it all upon myself. This weighty slime is invisible to you most of the time, but causes a certain heaviness and a feeling of uncertainty, which causes you to doubt and halt in your journey along the way with me. These are the times to come to me, beloved, and get these things off your chest. Yes, I will take it all from you, but do not be afraid. Trust me, beloved. Trust me. I will deal with these attacks against your character and mine. Let me lift this from your shoulder, beloved. The battle belongs to me. I have taught you, and they have denounced you and tried to negate my teachings. Therefore, I will deal with them, even as one who barges into the wedding chamber unannounced. For this work is my work, and these words are my words. Be assured, then, that there is new life waiting to burst upon you as you press in, despite the lying voices of condemnation from the enemy. I am your source. I am your covering. I am your defense. Speak and move forward boldly for the joy that is set before you, even in this world, is nigh upon you. That is why you continue to get this same rhema over and over again. Yes, this rhema kept coming up, and you've probably gotten it too off the website. And it says, much more to come, exclamation mark. I wondered why you kept giving that to me, Lord. He answered, yes, you can be obtuse even when I repeat myself. He smiled and then continued, do not allow these crippling forces of unbelief to hinder you any longer. Know for certain that when you feel insecure and question my words to you, you are under attack. Let this river of life flow through you, unhindered, Claire, for I have much to share with my people. And I speak the same words of encouragement to you who are listening. There is still much to do on this earth. So prepare yourselves for action. Now we are in a time of intercession that is vital to your future. But the time may come when you feel a whole new lease on life. Press into prayer. Cover your president. Truly, you hold both his and your destiny in your praying hand.